Hi, and welcome to CloudCover. My name's Nick Harris, and today I'm joined by...
Chris Rasner.
And our special guest...
Santosh Chandwani.
Excellent. So thank you for joining us today, Santosh. For the people that can read behind you, they may already have a brief introduction of what we're going to talk about today. But before we jump right into that, could you tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are, what you've done at Microsoft, and what we're going to talk about today?
Certainly. I've been a program manager at Microsoft. It's now... going on 10 years, actually. I'm on the Azure Mobile Services team. Mm-hmm. We on the mobile workload. We're here to talk about hybrid connections. We introduced this a couple of more than a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Almost a month ago now at TechEd, and we're excited to introduce and do a couple of demos and talk about what the technology does and the type of scenarios that it lights up.
Right. Cool. So in two sentences, what is hybrid connections before we dive into it?
All right. So hybrid connections, simply said, I think they enable you to actually connect your Azure website or a mobile service down to any on-prem resource.
Right.
This is a simple turnkey experience around it. You can initiate and do all of your configuration from the Azure portal and click on a couple of links or you know, just download an MSI and run a PowerShell command, and boom, you're working end-to-end. You have connectivity to SQL servers, to Oracle databases, to web services, a whole gamut of different resources, whether they're running on Microsoft infrastructure, on other Linux or other solution platforms. And it gives you access from a variety of frameworks, and we'll take a look at it today.
Excellent. Great. Let's jump in.
All right.
And now for our feature presentation.
So let's take a look at, you know, how the enterprise is evolving today. You have your traditional corporate network, and if we look at the, you know, it makes sense to actually invest today, just given the scale and resiliency that the cloud offers, that you're going to have access on Azure or other public clouds. So you actually want to be able to make the most of your investment and build applications that leverage both of those capabilities. Mm-hmm. And there are various ways that technology is available to you today in how you would go about building that. Some ways that you could do that is you could isolate some of your assets onto a virtual network and use VPN or express routes in order to connect those assets together.
All right.
The other option that you have is, of course, you could use you know, different types of patterns that we have, which decouple patterns using messaging. You could use service bus messaging with queues, topics, or relays, with, depending on whether you prefer synchronous or asynchronous messaging. Or you could use Azure queues. Yeah. However, you know, the problem that we have is that there are multi-tenant applications which cannot necessarily leverage all of the VPN capabilities that we have. Or the applications could be hosted on shared infrastructure, which does not allow them to actually access or connect to a single corporate network.
Right.
So there are also constraints where you can't necessarily change the pattern of your application. So for example, if you have a legacy app investment on your on-prem network, you can't actually make those changes easily. So with that in mind, we introduced hybrid connections, which actually makes you you know, leverage those capabilities and at the same time works with multi-tenant and shared infrastructure. So that's yet another solution that we have. And hybrid connections is a feature of BizTalk services. It's currently in preview. It's in public preview. It's open for everybody to sign up and try it out. You know, it allows you to, it's really a really fast and easy way to build hybrid applications.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to be scared of either. I've actually done it, and even Chris could do it.
It's true. I can't even, spell this tough.
Yeah, you and a lot of other people, including me, yes. So we also introduced a free edition of BizTalk services. It's now in preview. And this basically gives you the ability to try it out for free, you know, develop, test, and write some code.
What sort of limitations do we have on the free sort of?
So with the free edition, you don't get all of the other BizTalk capabilities. Like you don't get EAI or EDI, but you do get to use all of the hybrid connections.
Excellent.
We have a limit of like 5 connections in the free tier.
Okay.
So at any given point of time, you can have 5 connections active. So that's, but you know, for most applications,
it's pretty generous.
It's pretty generous, yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's in summary. So let's look at some of the features. I think the great thing about hybrid connections is that you can almost wire them up to any resource, whether it's so long as it's using TCP or HTTP for connectivity. And the type of resources that, you know, most resources actually fall into that category, fortunately. You know, particularly, but there's a bunch of databases that you can connect to, whether it's SQL, MySQL, Oracle. You know, they could be hosted on Windows, or they could be hosted on Linux, or I don't know, Solaris in case of Oracle. There could be web services, you know, whether they are on IIS or some other platform. You can just wire them up. So long as they're using TCP or HTTP, it should work like a charm.
So how does it work as far as, you know, firewall rule constraints and that kind of thing? Do people need to be concerned about their, you know, on-prem firewalls that, you know, their IT department is managing? What's the
So the great thing about this is that you don't need to go and change your network perimeter. You don't have to deploy VPN gateways. You don't have to, you know, open ports in your firewall and change the configuration. You can just do, you know, add it with a few clicks, you know, you deploy this agent, and it actually enables you to access the specific resource that you're trying to access. It doesn't open up your entire corporate network to that application on Azure. The app on Azure only has access to the specific resource that you choose to publish. You can use any framework to access it, but at the same time, you know, we kind of recognize that enterprise IT would be concerned about this ability to just deploy an agent and expose a resource out. So we also built in a lot of like IT control over it. So it's kind of a great balance where you get the ease of use, but at the same time, enterprise IT gets to monitor and figure out what's going on their network, so it doesn't completely, you know, it's insidious to your network and undermines the security.
And they need something to do as well. make developers' lives difficult.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what, you know, build, grow the economy. Yeah. That's what
but
it
this,
does.
This really helps.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right. All right, so let's look at how it, you would actually set one up. So on the corporate network, you know, it's really very straightforward. If I have a website and if I want to connect to a resource on the corporate network, whether that's a SQL Server, web service, and in a couple of the demos, I'm going to use SQL Service.
Okay.
But it could be anything else, right?
So as a horrible joke, is that second one ClearDB? The one that's unbranded?
Yeah, or it's, it is.
Okay, so.
So the it's very easy. I think all you do is you spin up a hybrid connection. You specify the remote, the address of the remote resource. You could give a qualified or an a fully qualified or an unqualified host name, and identify the port, and you're good. I mean, you set up the hybrid connection manager, which is the on-prem connector that we have, and you know, it automatically discovers what hybrid connection you're trying to connect to. It, given that you've entered the information about the on-prem resource, it also discovers that when it connects back to the hybrid connection. So it knows where to forward your traffic. And then the last remaining step is to link your website or your mobile service to your hybrid connection, and voila, you have an end-to-end connectivity.
You can consume data to and from on-prem.
Yeah, these are bi-directional, you know, full duplex links, so you can actually, the data can flow both ways smoothly. Your request responses are flowing smoothly. It's just
very cool.
Cool. So let's do a quick demo.
Let's do it.
All right. So over here, I'm going to actually I have a visitors app. So this kind of models the like a receptionist desk at a company where, you know, people walk up, they're coming into the into the building, and the receptionist wants to register them before they walk in. So the way that it's set up is that it uses ASP.NET and ADO.NET to talk to SQL. The SQL Server that I'm using is just my desktop machine. It's on the Microsoft corporate network at this stage. And you can see that from the data from the connection string over here. You know, it's just a regular unqualified hostname that I've used. I could, of course, you know, make this a more fully qualified. I could be using redmond.corp.microsoft.com or whatever, right? But let's keep it this way for now. And then, you know, all I have to do is, well, let's see it working locally first, right? So if you were normally running this in IIS, you know, you would just, let's do this. So this is now running on IIS Express, and it should come up shortly.
Can you scroll right so we can see the password?
Certainly. Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Yeah. So this is local IIS on this box, connecting the
to the SQL server on my desktop.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah.
So this is connecting from the IIS, my laptop, over to my desktop. Okay. They're both on the Microsoft network, so this one is easy and straightforward. It's what most people do most of the time. So if you look at the visitors, right? I mean, I have a couple of things populated in here.
Okay.
So let's make an edit, actually, just so you know.
Right? It's fancy. So,
yeah.
It's very fancy. Clearly, you didn't make this, Nick.
No. I didn't either, so. Okay. All right, so, you know, it says, hello, cloud cover, right? All right, so we made a change, and let's stop this for now. So let's say now, for flexibility, for price, whatever reason, you want to actually take this web tier and move it out onto Azure, and you want to host it on, let's say, an Azure website. But you don't want to move your SQL server. You want to, it could have other data in there that you want to keep on-prem, whether that's for compliance, for legacy, or security reasons, whatever your motivation. So let's actually go ahead and publish this now. So we'll publish this to, and I have a publish profile that I've already imported. Okay. So that should save us a little bit of time while this comes up.
So you're just publishing up to Azure websites at the moment?
Yeah, so I think while it's coming up, so let's actually go and take a look. So I'm going to actually publish to this. What we're looking at here is the preview version of the Azure portal. For our next generation portal. It's currently in preview. So I'm going to publish to this website. It's HC Hybrid Connection Visitors, whatever. So in the meantime, so it's up. So I've already imported the profile to publish into my Visual Studio, and all I have to now hit is publish. All
right.
And, while it's getting pumped, there you go. So the website is starting up.
Okay.
So, of course, at this stage, it's not going to actually work because my SQL server that the website needs is on the Microsoft network, and there's no way to reach it.
Mm-hmm.
So so let's figure out how we do this. Well, it's actually fairly straightforward. All I have to do is down here, there's a tile that says hybrid connections. I click on it, and let's create one. So right now, it found that I don't have any hybrid connections created. If I had any, they would get listed over here, and it would actually tell you what resources they are connected to.
So you can select an existing one if you already had one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So in this case, I would say just my corp SQL. I'm just going to give it some name.
Okay.
Here's the host name.
Yep, and same as the connection string.
It's what we use for the connection string, exactly. And the default port is 1433. I haven't made any change, so that's where the SQL server is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm going to hit OK. And at this stage, the connection should get created in a few seconds. There it is.
Okay.
But as you'll see, the connection status is saying not connected because while we've created and we've spun up the infrastructure for it on the Azure side, on the on-prem side, there's nothing listening on this. So given that this machine is also on the Microsoft network, I can actually do it from the same machine. I could actually do it from any machine on the Microsoft network. Now, you have to remember the SQL server is over here. This is my TS session. So I could actually do it on this machine. But in production, you may not want to. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to go and click on this. And here I get a bunch of different options. The one that is most prominent is the listener setup. And I'm going to go ahead and say install and configure now, right?
Okay.
So if I click on this link, it launches this application where it's actually gone and, this is actually a ClickOnce experience where embedded in the URI is also a one-time password where it actually goes and, it knows how to connect back to this resource. So it has the address of the resource that we're trying to connect to and a one-time password. So it comes back, connects to that hybrid connection, pulls down all of the metadata and actually a long-lived token, and it will connect back. And now you'll see that the hybrid connection manager is fully installed and configured.
Okay. How long is the token? And it auto-refreshes and everything?
So most of this, the time, it's actually going to auto-refresh and all of that happens. We kind of abstract that out for you. However, actually you'll see now that the connection status has changed from not connected to connected, right?
That was fast.
Yes, it was. Actually, but you know, there are cases where you may want to change the key, right? You may want to actually regenerate the cryptographic key that we use in order to secure these connections, you know, for whatever reasons when the credentials are being rolled. And given that the hybrid connection and the website is in the same subscription on Azure, you get this option to actually synchronize the primary and the secondary key right from here. And this will basically update your website back with the credential that you need. And you can actually do the same thing on-prem as well. This is all in our documentation for the details. I think you can, we have PowerShell commandlets and a couple other resources that you can use. So you can actually go and update this. If this was not in the same hybrid connect subscription, then of course we would, you cannot actually refresh the credential in this way, right? So you would have to update the credential manually, right? So that in summary is the overall experience. So let's actually go and validate now that the my hybrid connection is established to, this was the website that we had. I'm just gonna use the NoAuth mode because it skipped the ADFS based authorization that we had set up for it, right? So this should go back and, so the first request is a little slower because when it actually connects from the corporate network, it has to figure out what type of environment it is on, right? It has to figure out, you know, what type of NAT or firewall traversal it needs to do. So, but the subsequent requests are way faster because once it's figured that out, it knows how to get through, right? So actually, if we go back to the visitors, you know, here's the change we made, right? We said, hello, cloud cover. So that in summary is it. Like, it's now actually hitting the same website, which I can do over here, right? So I can, I think we can skip it over here. But
So basically, what you've done is you've had a ASP.NET website running in localhost here, connecting to another box that's running SQL that's sitting in the Microsoft corporate network. You've gone to the, you've gone and published that website up to an Azure website. You've created a hybrid connection there, which then goes and basically maps down or tunnels down to your existing server via that agent you installed on the desktop here.
I actually installed the agent on my laptop itself, right? So because, but I could do it from any machine. But yes, the somebody was exactly right. I had a website. I published it to Azure. I didn't make any change to the website. I didn't even bother to change the configuration string. It was the same, you know, on-prem SQL connection string that I was using. All right, so let's go back and see what we did. I think this was just what we call lift and shift scenario. You have the ability to just take an existing web workload from your corporate network, lift, drop it on an Azure website, will light up Azure web roles and other capabilities as well. And you know, right now, websites is in preview. And it continues to access the same on-prem data that it was doing when it was running on-prem. And without having to make any changes to the code, without having to spin up a whole lot of new infrastructure within minutes. I mean, literally, your on-prem data is now clicks away.
So the question I have is, you ran the agent on your laptop, but it's actually connecting from the website to your database where your tower running somewhere else. So how did running it on your laptop actually facilitate that connection?
So the key was that the, my laptop is actually just another machine on the corporate network, right? So actually, my next slide explained this excellently, right? So what I did was I had this SQL server, which was in our demo, it was a SQL server, but it could be any line of business app. I spun up this hybrid connection. And my website was linked to it because I did that experience from right within the website. I could have, of course, gone to the BizTalk Services tab of the portal and done it. And we can look at that shortly. And I deployed this hybrid connection manager on any machine on the corporate network. In my case, it was this same laptop. But the key is that the SQL server is reachable from this machine. It's not reachable from outside the corporate network. So the Azure website cannot reach this, right? But the hybrid connection manager allows, when it connect, it uses outbound connectivity, and the, actually the arrows are a great clue behind us, right? So if you actually look at this, the website initiates a connection to the hybrid connection. The hybrid connection manager, which is the on-prem agent, also uses outbound connectivity to talk to the hybrid connection. So now the link between the website and the hybrid connection manager is established. So it now knows, I mean, you can think of this as kind of a proxy in a sense, right? So it's basically proxying the call, the SQL call to the SQL server.
Okay, so basically when you went to the Azure website and connected to the hybrid connection, that actually went to the hybrid connection manager, which then talked to SQL and then sent the data back.
Yes. Perfect. So from the website perspective, you know, the user code versus the actual runtime. The runtime was the one the under the covers doing all of this. But if you look at the actual ASP.NET code that you as a developer have to write for the website, you continue to treat it as if the SQL server is right there next to you locally, right? So you make a query to, you know, select star from this server, right? When you actually open the connection, like open SQL open connection, you would actually just pass in the same connection string that you would use as if the website was running locally.
Great.
So that is the beauty of this.
That is awesome.
It is awesome, yes. And you could actually do the same thing with mobile services as well. So how about we take a look at how we do this in mobile services?
Sounds cool.
Okay. So over here, I have another mobile service that we've connected. Mm-hmm. Now this is a vanilla to-do application that we have. And you know, I'm actually using a .NET version of the mobile services here. But I could actually do the same thing in Node.js. I'm actually, just because it's a little easier for me as a .NET person to actually write this code, that's why I actually use this. But we support Node.js as well.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is, I've actually made one change to the vanilla,
the vanilla
to-do app that you get.
Yeah, that you download from
the Zoomo.
Okay.
Yeah. The big change is the connection string for the database.
Okay.
The connection string, this was a default connection string. It had some MS table connection string.
Right.
What I'm doing instead is I'm asking it to pick up the connection string in this particular demo from the app settings, right?
Okay.
So I've given an app setting. You have to give some key name. So I just invented something. In this case, it's to do on-prem DB. And that's the only change I've made, literally, to this whole application. So I'm going to go ahead and actually publish this again to another mobile service. And let's hit publish. And actually, let's go on over while it's publishing to the mobile services. And this is the mobile service that I had. I can actually go over to the configure tab for this mobile service. Is it published yet? Yeah, publish has succeeded. I just wanted to confirm that it worked. Okay, and let's look at the configure tab.
Okay.
In the configure tab, if I scroll down, we have a new section that we've added, hybrid connections. And right now, there's nothing in there. We also added in app settings, right? So in the app settings, I've already pre-populated the connection string that I wanted to use for my on-prem database. And you can see that this actually refers to, again, the same SQL server that we were using earlier.
Okay.
But of course the catalog is different, so this case it's test.net.
Right.
It's just something I invented. So let's actually wire up this mobile service now to the, you know, we've already created the hybrid connection that I've already published. I've already published that SQL server through the MyCorp SQL hybrid connection.
Okay.
So this one, this time around, because the hybrid connection already exists, it's giving me a choice to actually pick one that I've already have. I just have one, so I just am going to go ahead and create, hit this, and I'm going to hit save. So at this stage, given that the connectivity from the hybrid connection down to the SQL server has already been established, the one last link remaining, the hop, was between the hop, the hop between the mobile service and the hybrid connection, and we've just wired that up. Hopefully, yes, I want to save my changes. Okay. So that should be done. And now the end-to-end connectivity should work. So let's actually give this a whirl now. And this one we're going to try out slightly differently, right? So we're going to actually use the Windows Store version of the mobile service app. So let's actually run this. I'm going to start a new instance. And here it is, right? So I'll refresh the data. So I'm going to add in a new item, and I'm going to hit save. We already had three items, and we had added Hilo Cloud Cover. So if I run the query again, and there you go, here's Hilo Cloud Cover. So this is now the record got inserted on my SQL Server on-prem. And so that, in a nutshell, is as easy as that, right?
So I didn't one line of code change, you're really a config change almost, and you're going to your on-premise database.
Exactly, yes, that's it. And a few things on, a couple of clicks as well on the portal.
Clicks.
But it's just clicks, it's not code. And you got it. I think that's the beauty and ease of this.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so now, of course, let's talk a little bit about security, because we made it look very easy. We just want to make sure we're not undermining security a little bit. So there are a couple of constraints that we should be aware of. The hybrid connections, it uses TCP and HTTP for connectivity, as I mentioned earlier. We support static TCP connectivity, like connectivity to the static ports. There are a lot of applications that use dynamic ports. The problem with that is, of course, we specified the port in the hybrid connection configuration. And if the port is changing on you, then you'll have to keep updating the hybrid connection configuration, which kind of becomes a little impractical after a while.
Sure.
So we kind of recommend that you change over your application to use a static port if you can. The other one is, of course, that we don't buffer or inspect traffic. Any security, for example, if you're using TLS or SSL, if this was a web service you were talking to, that would be negotiated directly between the website and the on-prem resource, which is the SQL database, the web service, or whatever you're targeting.
Right.
And this would be secure end-to-end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of this. There are a couple of things that is a side effect of this. Because there's a TLS tunnel quite often and we're not inspecting your traffic anyway, if there's a dynamic port redirection that occurs, so for example, there are some applications that are going to ask you to come, you connect on one port, but then they ask you to come back on any dynamic port. FTP passive mode is an example. SQL availability groups have a couple of modes where they actually do this when you specify intent is read only.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually go and read from a passive database instance.
Yeah.
That is the other one. So those actually don't work in this case with hybrid connections. But almost everything else, including SQL clusters, SQL availability groups, Oracle database clusters, those would work for you just fine.
Great.
Right?
I think DTC. So if you're doing distributed transactions, that can also go over dynamic port range.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a random fact.
It is a useful
one. Did your job today.
Yes. The other thing I want to talk about is security. The hybrid connections use shared access signature authorization for security. So that's how we negotiate and the links between the website and the hybrid connection and the links between the hybrid connection manager and the hybrid connection, all of those are, they use SaaS. If you're familiar with how Azure Storage works, it's fairly secure, it's simple. You can also roll all of those credentials independently. Application authorization itself is completely independent, and that happens orthogonal to that. And it's negotiated directly between the website and the resource that you're talking to.
Okay.
Now, we don't get in the way of that, but in practice, what you're going to find is that because you're writing a hybrid app, you'll have to choose your authorization mechanism carefully, something that works across cloud and on-prem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you're using Windows Integrated Auth with SQL, well, you don't have the domain controller in Azure. So you'll have to choose something that makes sense for the hybrid scenario that you're targeting. And let's finally talk about resiliency and scale before we talk about the enterprise IT control. So in terms of resiliency and scale, you can actually scale out your on-prem resource just as you would normally. You can use clusters, you can use availability groups for SQL, ditto, by the way, for other resources. You could have an IIS web farm to host a service. The one thing to keep in mind is that the hybrid connection manager, it has to be installed in front of that cluster or a load balancer. You don't want it on one of the nodes because then you have this problem in routing, right? A couple of features using redirection, as I mentioned, not supported. The application on Azure, you can scale it out just as you normally would. So for example, if you have an Azure website and you have multiple instances, all of those instances will automatically connect and find the hybrid connection in the same way. You don't have to do anything different than what we've already done. And of course, you can deploy multiple instances of the hybrid connection manager. So you can do actually stuff like this, right? So you can have N instances talking to the same hybrid connection with the same resource. So I think that gives you the flexibility in how you want to set it up. And finally, as I mentioned, we have a bunch of enterprise IT controls. So the key thing to keep in mind is that as a enterprise administrator, as a domain administrator, you can push out these group policy settings. And the group policy settings can specify stuff like, you know, what resource can be published. You know, you may want to say like these SQL servers are okay to access from outside, but the others are not, right?
Okay.
Or you can just shut everybody down and say, okay, no more hybrid connections because there's been a security leak or whatever. If that happens, you can just, you know, push the big red button and everything stops, right? There's also, you can also, you know, if you, for example, want to monitor which machines have the hybrid connection manager installed, you can also use the GPA setting to allow connectivity only from those nodes, right? Not from others. The other one is the event and audit logging, right? So we've made sure that all of the event logging, audit logging follows the same path as the traditional like Windows Server roles. So this actually pushed their logs into the same pipeline. So if you have other infrastructure that you've invested in, like System Center or something else, third party, where you're actually pulling logs and examining them, you don't have to do anything different. You just have to target this node and boom, you've gotten all the resources that you need. So as an enterprise IT, you kind of reassured that you know nothing is happening outside of your visibility and control. And of course, we have access to the dashboard on portal on Azure, where you can actually see connection health, status, what's going on, you know, which applications are accessing your hybrid resources, and you know, the usage metrics and so on. So those are the key changes that we have. So actually, let's quickly take a look at the portal again, and you know, I'll probably highlight a few other things that we have in hybrid connections. If I look at the hybrid connection that I created earlier from the website's experience and the mobile services experience is what I've already shown you. But let's now look at the BizTalk services experience. The hybrid connection that I created is, this is my the BizTalk services tab. And this was the service then under which I created it. So let's take a look. You'll see that we've actually added a new tab over here for hybrid connections. And the hybrid connection that I actually created from the website's experience, this is the main place where it actually lives, right? Because it's a part of the BizTalk service. So you can see that the hybrid connection is over here. Should I use a magnifier?
It's magnifying a little bit.
Okay. So you can see that this is under the hybrid connections, right? So it actually tells you what type of hostname and port it is. We don't have all of the dashboard yet, but you know we're going to have where you can actually drill into all of the metrics that are specific to this hybrid connection. But those are going to show up shortly in a matter of weeks. But you can actually do other stuff, right? So you can look at, I clicked on this manage connection strings. And I wanted to show this because you know there are cases where you want to actually roll your credentials. And we have two sets of connection strings that we provision by default. There's a application connection string that is for the Azure website and the mobile service to use. And there's another one for the on-premises side. And you can actually hit regenerate and you could like roll the credentials from right here. And when you actually regenerate the credentials, if you wanted to go back and update your existing deployment, you can actually switch out from the primary to the secondary while you're rolling, or you can you know switch back, and we have PowerShell and other stuff, and our documentation talks about how we can do that. So that in summary is hybrid connections and all of the experiences we've built around it, and of course it's evolving still, and we're continuing to invest in this. All right, so in summary, this is the fastest way that you can build a hybrid app.
Certainly was extremely fast.
It was,
yes. And you can light up scenarios like lift and shift, where you can just take a resource, an existing app that's running on-prem, not make having to make a whole lot of changes to it, have it published to Azure. And you know you can wire up all types of applications to on-prem
data.
Great stuff.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Santosh. Do you have a Twitter account? I think I saw one of your slides.
Yes, it was. It's SantoshC1. Okay. Is my Twitter handle.
Okay, that may be very big.
It's going to be very long.
It's going to be a very large handle.
We'll get that edited in with our favorite guy.
Okay, thank you.
So if anyone has any questions, is that
the best way to reach me? Or you know, if you're using Yammer, then yes, you can use this. Yammer as well.
Excellent. And of course, follow the show on Facebook. There's a few Twitter links down the bottom there as well. And we'll add some links in for some getting started tutorials on hybrid connections as well.
Sounds great.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.